When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making it. What's
you got,
up,
bud?
First of all, you guys are probably my favorite show on The Fan. You guys are awesome.
We really appreciate that. Thank you. Now, if you could take to social media to let us know how much you like it, that would be fun.
I don't do any of that crap.
There you go.
Oh, you're a mature adult. That's why.
So I'm all about the Tommy DeVito move. I feel bad for Daniel Jones. It's not about his wallet, but just the fact as a competitor. But what I don't want to see with Tommy DeVito coming out is this ass clown of an agent being the forefront. I don't want to see. He's a Bronx Tale wannabe. Just go away into the background. We don't see Scott Boras anywhere. Why is this guy on it? I don't want to see the hand gestures, any of it. Go out and play and let's see what you have.
You want the honest answer there, Brian? Thanks for the call there, buddy.
Great call.
And I don't want to see, nothing against his agent. I just want to see Tommy. Like last year, I got it. Let's see mom and dad in the stands. Local kid does good. You know, grew up 7-8 miles from MetLife. That's an amazing story that everybody could appreciate. Now let's see if he can play football.
There we go. We're going to get a chance to see that on Sunday. And in case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Had a lot of fun discussing a lot of the Giants early on, plus some other stuff as well. Before we finish up here on the phones, 888-808-1019. Remember yesterday we were talking about, during our 3RQ segment, we brought up our favorite women in either movies or TV shows, like our favorite characters.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis, you had Brittany Murphy, which was a great poll.
In 8 Mile.
One I forgot about. Mm. Did you watch Mad Men?
Some of it. It was one of those things where, and I love the premise, and I know that I should have watched more. I was very busy at that point in my life.
It.
I know I would. And what I did watch, I loved it, but I didn't watch enough to... I should have watched more.
Okay, I watched it twice because once I watched it in real time and then I got my wife into it when we first got together. I was like, you got to watch this. So I didn't sit and watch every episode on her rewatch, but I caught enough to like kind of watch it twice.
How many seasons were there? Five?
Yeah, I want to say around that.
Okay.
I don't think it's a lot of legwork. Like, you could get through it.
Right.
It's definitely worth it. You personally.
And I know I loved
you
what
love
I watched.
The show. Christina Hendricks in that show. Definitely a top character. Hop, did you watch Mad Men?
Would you sleep on this all night?
No. How did it come up? Oh, no. Here's how it came up. Because Hop went to the Carton thing last night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was sitting next to the producer of Yellowstone.
Right. And so he was sitting next to the producer, and he's saying, maybe he could get some of the talent in here. Oh. So I'm like, what? Beth Dunn in here? Like, that'd be great.
See.
And then, did you bring it up, Hop, Christina?
No, you were, from there, you were like,
he took the reins from there.
Yeah. From there, he made
took
me,
over.
For some reason, I thought of Mad Men, and I was like,
I remember her. I'm looking at a picture now. Yeah.
She was
banging down a heater in the office. Oh my God.
Her character was extremely sexy.
Just for the redhead there, huh?
I'm so
diverse.
Absolutely diverse.
Nice. Yeah, I hear you.
You should look at the resume. Yes, absolutely diverse. Christina Hendricks in Mad Men is fantastic.
Yeah.
You should watch the show, though.
I might watch a little bit more. Not bad. Okay.
I think you and Jen would get into that. That's a good, like, coupled show.
I agree. You know, so you don't have time.
I know.
I mean,
well, now, you know, you get the off season coming up after football.
What off season?
Well,
travel basketball just started.
Yeah.
I had practice Tuesday. I got practice tonight. Not that I'm complaining. I love it.
I guess.
Then you got rec basketball. Then you got winter baseball training. Then my daughter's playing rec basketball. I mean, are you kidding me?
You guys don't have like shows that you dive into it all together?
With
the sports schedule, it's tough.
It's tough.
Like our sports schedule. And then, yes, your kids' sports schedule on top of it.
We watch the news. I know this sounds boring. Okay. We watch the news every single night.
Okay.
Even post election. We've always been news consumers. I think we went back and we finished, or we have an episode or two to finish the morning show.
Oh, yeah, we're watching that now.
I love it.
We just got back into that.
Okay, I believe I think there's only 3 seasons, and I believe we're in season 3 with about 2 or 3 to go.
That season 3 is the, well, you're right, that's
where
the
they're trying to sell the news outlet and her
like
love
an
interest.
Who
was in Mad Men? He was in Mad Men.
Oh, yeah, John Hamm.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, he was the lead. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Maybe that's what made me think of it, that
there
I just saw him last night, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's Sal, like, here's the bottom line. Your daughter's still young.
Yeah.
So
And she's in bed by the time I get home.
Again, you don't think that we binged everything when the kids were that little? Yeah. You know, even nights where we don't have something, like tonight, I've got practice, and then when I get home, it's my son's team. My wife has, I think the third grade moms are going out to celebrate, like, you know, have a little dinner, a little wine, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. I got to have a good time. But even on nights when there's nothing to do, they're, you know, when you're 8 and 9, you're not going to bed at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And by the time they, you know, teeth their brush, showers, school, practice, the sneakers where they got to go, it's 9, it's 9:05. Oh, all right, lights out, say our prayers, 9:10, let's go. Daddy's getting a little cranky down the hall.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's 9:30, tired.
I know, no, I get it.
And then it's 9:30, I got to watch the Knicks and the Suns.
I was just going to say that. Steve is in Fairport. What's up, Steve?
BT and Sal, love you boys.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, bud?
Hey, I want to make a quick New York Giant point, but before I do, Sal, I've got a huge favor to ask you, brother.
Yes.
And it's kind of a good time to ask you. So next week's Thanksgiving, and right after Thanksgiving is the Christmas holidays. Please tell me you're going to be doing the sexy pajama reads once again.
Yo, I missed doing those. Remember when
aren't you going to do them?
I think it was, I'm not sure about that, Steve, but before you and Tiki took over,
okay,
you know, it was Moose and Maggie, and then they made the decision to go with you and Tiki, and before you guys signed on, I did the middays for a month, I think.
I remember, didn't somebody get COVID during the holidays that year? I remember going to pick up something for Christmas Eve, and I heard you ranting about how somebody got COVID in your family, and you were basically blaming them.
Oh, yeah, my whole family got it. Recco gave me COVID, I think. But anyway, yes, I had fun reading those pajama grids, so hopefully we get to do it again.
Yeah, BT, if you haven't heard them, they're the most darkly uncomfortable commercial read.
Why am I not surprised that I can easily imagine, Stevie?
Yeah. All right. So, Giants, honesty is always the best policy. I don't know if there's something in a players' union agreement where the Giants could not specifically mention the injury clause, but why didn't they just say, look, Daniel's not playing the way that we want him to be playing right now, and Daniel's the first one that would agree, and unfortunately, this injury clause is tying our hands. We can't have him get injured and cost us $41 million against the cap.
I'm going to tell you why, Steve.
The reason he's number four on the depth chart right now is because the only thing worse than him getting hurt as the starting quarterback would be him coming in to mop up and get hurt and cost us $41 million.
He's not playing again the rest. He'll never take another snap as a Giant. I understand the question. It's a good question, Steve. Listen, you don't say that. It's really a page from PR. Like, it's one thing to do it, but when you overtly state, like, we're not doing our best to win, you know, and putting Daniel Jones fourth is clearly not doing your best to win, you know, I mean, second or third, whatever, you just don't say that, because now you just create additional traction for other stories, you give it more life. Guess what? Daniel Jones already, that conversation's gone.
Right.
It's over.
But to me, that would have been the big issue if I were a player in that locker room.
I'm talking about from a fan's perspective,
but I
hear you.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you're right. They made their decision. Daniel Jones is not playing quarterback for the Giants anymore for many reasons. He had plenty of opportunity. It shouldn't be anybody crying for Daniel Jones. But if I were a player, I wouldn't have an issue necessarily with him getting benched. I would have an issue with him being relegated to a practice squad player.
Yeah, I do understand that part. And by the way, when the caller said about the Christmas favor, you know what I thought he was going to ask for? That little Merry Buckmas routine.
That's what I thought he was going to.
You thought that's
too.
Where he was going?
I was like, what am I going to do this Christmas? Buckmas. I don't know. You know, those pajama
how'd that work out for you?
Yeah. Not very good. But it's a very Merry New Year. I love Mendoza now. Now we'll have some fun with that. Hey, look, it was a fun show. We'll be back again tomorrow. One more time to round out the week, BT.
Good stuff.
Looking forward to it again. Thanks to everybody who listened and who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.